Swinging back to the adjuvant setting, I'm curious what your thoughts are about sort of the disappointing results we've seen with irinotecan in the adjuvant setting. Can you summarize where we are and maybe your thoughts about why this didn't work?
Well, we are in a situation that we have three different studies, the CLGB study with the IFL schedule and two European studies with the FOLFIR schedule that have shown negative results in considering an increase in the disease-free survival at the 3 years time point. I would say that the CLGB study is mature. There is no possibility that this study would have any positive impact in the survival of these patients. But for the European studies, the French study is really low size phase 3 study. I think that this study will never have any possibility to demonstrate any benefit. In fact, the patients that are treated with FOLFIR, with CPT-11-based chemotherapy, figure worse than those patients that were treated with only 5-fluorouracil and leucovorin. But for the PETEC 3 study, the results are really very preliminary. So there is no improvement in disease-free survival. There might be an improvement in relapse-free survival. But I think that we should wait at least for 5 years. Obviously, the impact of the chemotherapy, if at the end it exists, will probably be less than with FOLFOX4. So I think that it's very difficult, almost impossible, that FOLFIRI will increase the efficacy of FOLFOX. But we should take in consideration that there are some patients that will never receive oxaliplatin due to the presence of polyneuropathy due to other diseases like, for example, diabetes mellitus and or even neurological disorders. So there might be a niche for some patients to be treated with irinotecan-based chemotherapy if at the end the PETEC 3 study demonstrate any kind of advantage for those patients treated with a combination. So in summary, I think that for the PETEC 3 study, we should wait at least for a minimum of 2 more years follow-up and then state the final conclusions.
At this particular instant, do you see a role for irinotecan in a non-protocol adjuvant setting?
I don't think so. I think that we have to wait for the results because really we have advantage for capecitabine. We have advantage for FOLFOX4. I think we should wait for the results.